Let's catch up with the CEO of the Mount Alexander Shire and Darren Fuzzard. Darren, good morning to you.
Morning, Robbo.
So, busy time for you guys getting ready for local events in 2021. You have a plethora of them.
We do have a plethora of them, Robbo, and it's very nice to be able to support a few events where people get to be face-to-face again, that's for sure, Robbo.
Yes.
And quite a range of interest being met by these events too, from music to health to sport to family, art and heritage. So a big congratulations to, I'll just go quickly around the Shire, big congratulations to the Castlemaine Gift, the Castlemaine Fringe Festival, the Castlemaine State Festival, which is of course an enormous event for us.
Yeah.
Castlemaine Auto Model Show, post-COVID special it's called.
Right.
The main game is the other one in Castlemaine. Over in Malden, we've got Steam Packet 11, which is a great blues event. Down in Taradale, we've got Taradale Mineral Springs Festival. Over in Newstead, we've got the Newstead Platform Pieces. Guildford, we've got the 25th Annual Vintage Engine Rally, always a big one.
Mm.
And Harcourt Applefest returns next year as well, which is always an absolutely fantastic festival as well, Robbo.
So how many of those, like, are there some new ones, or are they mostly good old favourites? Or
Most of those. There's a couple of new ones in there, Robbo, or there's a couple that are new to me. The Castlemaine Auto Model Show post-COVID special is a new one for me. And many of the others are just making a return, so
yeah.
Which is terrific also. They're a big part of our community, Robbo, as you appreciate, and I was sad not to see those go ahead last year. So most of them coming back stronger than ever, no doubt, Robbo.
Yeah, and it's a twofold thing. Obviously, one is being, as you said at the outset, being able to get out there and actually, you know, be in public and be face-to-face, but also economically it's a huge boost as well, isn't it, with people out, you know, doing stuff, spending money, buying things, you know, at all, it's all swings and roundabouts.
Yeah, it is, Robbo. Looking through that list, there's some massive attractors of not just getting our own community out and about. It's some of them really attract a lot of people when they're on. So that's fantastic for all of our businesses and our community as well. So,
yep,
they are very important to our business sector as well as just our general well-being, Robbo.
Yeah, and all the money that goes into the clothing shops for the sale of those flannelette shirts for the hipsters and the hairdressing for get the big beard trimmed and stuff, you know, when you go to buy your latte. It's, very important in your area, I think.
Yeah, be sure to book ahead.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But queues are long, Robbo.
let's talk about the COSCAR winners, the Enjoy Local Youth Film Competition Online.
Yeah, as you know, Robbo, we've got lots of creatives in our community. And really exciting when we're able to showcase the work of some of the emerging young filmmakers who we've got. We do that through the COSCAR Youth Film Festival, which is the Castlemaine Oscars. There's some really fantastic productions this year by a talented lineup of filmmakers, directors, screenwriters and cinematographers, Robbo. The winners this year in the short film, which is under 1 minute, that's Lincoln Boyack. He's from Newstead. And the category winner for a film up to 5 minutes is Lucas Crone Fraser and Ashton Chuthasar. So well done to both of those. And the competition, Robbo, it's run by a youth advisory group, but it's been judged by some local film industry professionals because, of course, we've got them.
Mm-hmm.
Luca Royal, Miles Bennett and Chris Barker. And the winners of those categories each got a cash prize of $150, which is not a bad thing, while having a pretty good time from what I've seen in making those videos. So well done to all of those young people. There is 8 videos of short films, Robbo, on YouTube. This time you don't go to the Mount Alexander Shire website, you go to the Mount Alexander Shire Youth website on YouTube, or you can go to the Council's Youth website under the events section, which is Mount Alexander Shire Youth, all one word, .com.au. And they'll be there until Tuesday the 15th of December, Robbo, which will be part of celebrating the 2020 Victorian Youth Week.
Excellent. Well, congratulations to all of those guys, and it is fantastic. We were talking earlier about a dance studio opening in Bendigo, and, you know, the creative arts scene in Central Victoria is fantastic. So just another example of it with those winners there. So well done to all. And well done to you, Darren. Have a great week, my friend, and we'll talk next week.
My pleasure, Robbo. Thank you.
Good on you. Darren Fuzzard from the Mount Alexander Shire on the Wake Up Caller, Gold, Central Victoria.